So when they went to Newcastle, they had a little show, you know, but now they make a big show. They got a show there that cost me $200,000. And my oldest boy is the big shot in that show. But he says goes, it's always the youngest. So that's what I'm pleased. That's why I said they got a better education than his dad had.
Well, that's one of the reasons you came here, to better yourself.
Would you believe me? I don't want this on there. Oh, I don't know. I can. Then I start talking about my youngsters. When younger, I used to tell them that, you know, you used to tell them stories when I was down there. And the youngster says, "Bye," says, "You ought to make a book out of that."
That's right. You could, easily.
I can tell you stories of what happened in Pittsburgh here with the Jews. You take the Heinzes. They never had, they didn't want to do work for it. The automobile, Ford, they didn't want to do work for it. Camels, car factory, they haven't, they never went to do. The telephone companies.
Yeah, I know.
Duquesne Light.
Sure.
They've got Jews there today.
They sure do.
You know why? You know what the Jews did? When they were all together up on the hill before the war? They quit buying the material. They left them on the shelves. Then the agent came to Ronnie. He said, "Oh, I can't sell them. What's wrong with them?" He said, "Don't forget." I said,
"You mean this was an organized thing that they
we organized it among ourselves. We just couldn't buy it.
Any company you knew that didn't hire Jews, you just didn't buy their
product. We didn't buy it. We didn't give them the argument. They didn't go to them. They wanted to know why. They told them we're Jewish.
That's a good way to do it.
But they got Jews working for the Duquesne Light. They got Jews working all over now. You get together the Jewish organization now. I mean, I don't mean the organization, I mean the public. You know what I mean? Get them there and try and talk to them now. Why? One is one sitting here and one is over in the other end.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Ah," he says, "for me it's good enough the way this is. It's good enough for me the way it is."
Yeah. It isn't really.
And it isn't. I know it isn't. I know it isn't. But one man can't fight it all.
That's right.
But I always fight for my rights. By my house is a kosher. My daughter's a Zionist style. She's a kosher. You go today, kill a chicken. He had two rabbis in Pittsburgh. But everything is a rabbi now. Even a teacher. We used to call Jewish to some alumni. He's a rabbi too. But we had real rabbis. Just like, say, you know, say like the popes. They had the gracia. We had a chicken. A chicken, when you kill a chicken, you gotta examine it. When you open it, sometimes on the pipit, you know what the pipit is? It has a cover. A chicken is strafe. Can you get a chicken that they killed and you know whether it had that in there or not? No. Right, they kill it and they flick it and they open it and here it is and go ahead. All right, you gotta take it, you can't say no.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I understand what you mean.
Oh, I got a lot of things to tell you about these Jewish people. But I don't deny it. I got up, so whoever I'm with, that's who I associate with. You know what I mean? Whoever my company is, that's who I am. It's a Hebrew Chechai. It's a Hebrew Chechai. And I got along fine in this world. Got a nice home of my own up there. Got nice children, and I'm all right for a rainy day. My operation here cost me a fortune. Nobody had to give me a nickel. And I wish I should have the many, many health and years and the many dollars I give my children up today. And they don't need it. It's not that I mean they're making a living. They all got good jobs, but they're not going to take it with me.
It makes you feel good, probably.
Even a check doesn't do me no good.
Were there any problems that you had raising your children because you're an immigrant in any way?
No. No, ma'am. If I used to tell people I went no seriously, they wouldn't believe me.